USA Radio News.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan has an update after his meeting with President Trump today at the White House.
He will not sign the bill that came up from the Senate last evening because of his legitimate concerns for border security. So what we're going to do is go back to the House and work with our members. We want to keep the government open, but we also want to see an agreement that protects the border. We have very serious concerns about securing our border.
President Trump is still taking some heat over his decision to withdraw right around 2,000 troops from Syria. Republican Senator Marco Rubio on why this isn't a good move.
This is not Afghanistan or Iraq. This is not a police action. This is not on behalf of another country. This is on behalf of the United States. But ISIS has now become an insurgency. They still control territory, and they are trying to reconstitute themselves in a more powerful way.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen announced that the United States will move forward with plans to make migrants wait in Mexico as their asylum case is processed. Mexico has agreed to this plan. The Trump administration is announcing a new approach to confront illegal immigration. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen saying the U.S. is moving forward with plans to make migrants who enter illegally or without documentation to go back and wait in Mexico as their asylum cases process.
We have notified the Mexican government of our intended actions. In response, Mexico has informed us that they will commit to implement essential measures on their side of the border to facilitate this process by providing humanitarian assistance.
She says with this policy, aliens entering the U.S. will no longer be able to easily disappear after they do.
And in college football bowl action tonight at the Gasparilla Bowl down in Tampa, the University of South Florida will host Marshall. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Congress approved a sweeping bipartisan criminal justice reform bill on Thursday, handing the president a major legislative victory and an issue championed by the White House. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Oklahoma tells MSNBC some of the main points in this bill.
So very bipartisan cooperation on this. This was about 8 years in the making. This was not some random piece thrown together. It's had a lot of different iterations. And you've got a Mike Lee and a Dick Durbin working together to be able to pass a bill. One section of it called the Mercy Act is something that Cory Booker and I had worked on together, dealing with juveniles in solitary confinement. You deal with issues about ladies that are pregnant that are in prison, and how do you be able to manage some of those things. You also deal with the rebalancing of crack cocaine and powder cocaine, which was resolved in law 10 years ago, but was never resolved in sentencing for those who are under a heavier sentence for crack cocaine than they are for powder cocaine. So it goes back to look at that. So there's a lot of positive things here. The key thing that came out of it, really, though, is a move from prisoners just being isolated in prison away from society, which they've committed a crime, they need isolation, but gives them the opportunity for rehabilitation. If they want job training, if they want an option to be able to reconnect closer to family and to be in a prison closer to their family so they can stay connected, if they want opportunities for for help in their drug rehabilitation, all this provides those incentives to actually go through that and hopefully have less recidivism.
Check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.